You're listening to Novelbound, a podcast dedicated to making you laugh and keeping you company. Each week, we're sharing all of our favorite books and the embarrassing side of life.
Welcome back to Novelbound. I'm Anna.
And I'm Celine.
And today, we're doing our first Ask Us Anything of 2024. We're ready to talk about the trauma that 2023 left us with.
If you haven't noticed, we've been missing for like a year, and it was against our will. It was completely against our will.
Totally against our will.
The way we tried to be like, we're coming back, and we kept not coming back, and it's specifically because, well, why don't you start? Why don't we talk about you? I could go on forever. Let's talk about you.
Oh my gosh.
Here's so just a thing that we have not been able to talk about. Like, yeah.
When I was 39 weeks pregnant, this was in October. So not 2023 yet, but this was just the little taste of what 2023 was going to do. Jalen gets a call from his boss and is like, hey, I just want to let you know now that you probably need to start looking for jobs. Like, we're going to be calling you probably to let you go. And the pant, like,
39
first of
weeks
all,
pregnant.
I was like, they're going to do this to you, and your wife is about to go into labor. We're going to have no insurance.
Yep.
Going into labor. Like, I could not have imagined anything worse. So luckily, he didn't get the call until 2023. So we were kind of okay.
Ish.
So you guys know I struggled with breastfeeding. So I struggled for like 3 months after postpartum. It was really hard. We figured it out. And I think finally in like March, I was like, I'm starting to feel a little bit of the normalcy. I'm coming back.
And that's like 5 months, right? 5 months through.
March. Yeah, that's like 5 months.
I feel like that's where I'm finally starting. I think we need to not give you, like, I think 5 months is when you just barely have enough sleep. You're like, okay,
I'm alive again. Yeah, yeah. Basically. Started feeling normal. I was like, okay, like, me and Celine are having conversations about how we're gonna bring Novelbound back. But then Celine gets pregnant and she's in the throes of pregnancy.
Well, I guess like if we're doing timelines, so basically,
I know. Let's do a timeline wise.
Okay, we'll just like switch off. That's what we'll do. So basically, Anna has her baby in October. We take a 6 week break because I'm sorry, there's no way that you can mentally hold a conversation.
No, I was not doing well.
My husband graduated from PA school, which was such an amazing accomplishment. And we were like, okay, we're gonna like totally bring it back in January. First thing, we already had stuff scheduled. It's gonna be amazing. Tanner didn't have any jobs lined up yet, but it was gonna be fine because he was a PA now. We had been interviewing and everything for months and like nothing. I was freaking out. And Tanner graduated, and then I found out that I was pregnant. I think it was like January 8th. Tanner took his exam on the 12th. He got offered a job. We flew out to California for a job offer on the 16th, and I am throwing up so much on the plane. And I have HG, so like if I turn to the left too quickly, I will throw up. Mm-hmm. Anna has witnessed so many of these.
Oh, yeah. The drama.
Like, yeah. So basically my January and February, we were packing up our entire life because we were like, oh, we can't afford to, because Tanner wasn't able to start his job until June because of California licensing laws, because you can't like give like prescriptions or any form of like painkillers until you have your licensing. So they couldn't hire him until June. And I was like, we're not going to have any money. Let's live with my parents and your parents. So then we didn't have beds for 6 months.
No.
That's where we were in March.
Pause really quick. I gotta turn my Alexa.
So yeah, so that's where I was in March. Is I was in Texas at this time, having thrown up across the country as I was driving. We had packed up everything and left. Mm-hmm. And all of our stuff was in storage units. Okay, now we're back to March.
We're back to March. So I think it was June, because this was before you went to Texas. It was after, that's right.
We have to set up the scene. We have to set up the scene of what happened that day. This was April.
There's like this whole behind the scene things that I can't even get into for like legal reasons. There's this whole behind the scenes thing going on with the place that Jalen used to work at. Like, basically, mm-hmm. they got bought out by private equity, and private equity was like, What's up, mother effers? We're going to screw everyone over. We hate all of you. We're firing literally everyone. Everyone. They cleared
house. Like,
they've cleared house. So.
So Anna and I had just finally been in the same place. I went from Texas to Utah where my mother-in-law was. And I remember we were so excited to see each other. I think we'd seen each other for like maybe the day before in a parking lot.
Literally, we're driving to meet and you were like, do you have anything I can throw up in? And I was like, yeah, I think I have a cup you can throw up in. And you were like, thanks. You throw up in your cup. We meet at Costa Vida.
And I overflowed. I had so much throw up that it spilled all over my body. And I was like, actually, can I have every single wipe you own, a garbage bag, and do you have any clothing? Because this was the first time we were going to hang out and we were going to go to Costa Vida with our families. I am so violently covered in throw up. Mm-hmm. So I am like, we're like, we're going to hang out. Dang it. We're going to have a great time.
We're going to do this. We order our food.
You text me and you're like, we're just like waiting for a phone call all day. And I was like, what do you mean?
I didn't even know what I meant. I just was like, we're just waiting for a phone call to see what's going to happen. We literally order our food. We sit down. Our kids are playing together. Jalen gets this phone call while we're all together. He's out in the parking lot being fired from his job while we're all just inside. And his boss tried to make it sound like, you know, there are things in place. Like, we're going to take care of you. We're not going to leave you without insurance. And I was like, it was COBRA. Like, it's not, the government is forcing you to do this. It's not like you're like, we're going to take care of you because we're just that type of company. Like, screw all of them.
Yeah. So they like, and Jalen was like, you know, he was really helpful. And Anna was,
well, and then I was like, well, no. Did he offer you a severance package? No. Okay. Did he offer you, like, you've got 2 weeks? No. Okay. So I'm like, Jalen was like, he was nice. Like, I told him that Lincoln was sick and he told us the kind of nebulizer he likes to get. And I was like, that's not him being helpful or a good boss. That's him trying to seem like a human.
Yeah. So that's like what started all the crappy things. So Anna and Jalen lost his job. Everyone lost their job, basically. Tanner and I were completely, we had no money.
Exactly. Like, it's scary how much money we don't. And because Jalen, love him to freaking death, was like, something is gonna come soon, so like, I'm not gonna file for unemployment because something is gonna come soon. The way we ran through our savings,
did the same thing. Why didn't we apply for unemployment? Can we even do that? We couldn't do that though, right?
I don't know, because we might have had this conversation where like, he did have a job coming up, it's just the start date.
Yeah, Tanner's start date wasn't until June. We were moving across the country to California. They were going to reimburse us, but the reimbursement for the moving was taxed at 50%. So we thought we had like $10,000 to move, and they only gave us $5,000. And the moving across the country alone was, I think, $12,000.
Oh my gosh. So literally, the way the same thing happened, like, to us when Jalen finally got a job. So, but.
Oh, it was bad. And they, what else happened? Oh, yeah, we had to like put down money for the deposit and all these things like while we were trying to, I just remember like crying to you all the time. And while this is all happening, I have to fly back and shoot my weddings, and I'm having such horrific pain, and I'm throwing up constantly, and I'm shooting these weddings. Like, I like the bride and groom, like, we had like a sparkler exit, and I like shot the pictures and then threw up in a bush. Like, that was like every day of my life.
And I remember you had, like, when you were in Tennessee, you convinced yourself that you loved Tennessee, but Tennessee had nothing for you. Like, Tennessee, no.
I remember I was stranded at I know these people aren't going to be listening to this. Yeah. I had thought that I had some really good friends in Tennessee.
No, you did not. They were not good.
The second I moved, they were gone, like ghosted. And I was like, when I came back, I was like, oh, I get to see some of these people. I called one because I was like in the neighborhood, and like, because I was trying to get medication refilled so I didn't throw up. And I was at this doctor's office, and I was like, I didn't have like access to an Uber or a car, or I was gonna be late to my appointment or something, my doctor's appointment, to find out the gender or something. And I called my friend. She's like, oh, I can't. So I called my other friend, and I can't. They were hanging out together. They were like right close to my where I was, and
like
they were
like, "Oh, we're busy. Dang, I'm so sorry." The plans were that they were hanging out with each other. Like,
I know. It was so bad.
I have beef with them. If I ever see them again, I
had to like, I had to be like, oh, I have been broken up with. Okay. I had to like mute them for a little bit because every day did. I would be like, Anna, I just thought they were my friends. Like, it was so sad.
Yeah.
I was so lonely in Tennessee. That's why we started the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, if you weren't there for me in Tennessee, I would not have been okay. So we got, yeah. So anyways, so I'm flying back for these weddings. I am spending so much money. Like, I would get a rental car and the rental car would cancel. Remember this? And I had to pay for an Uber from Nashville to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
By this one random guy.
And you're just in the Uber for 2 hours with a random stranger.
And I was like, stay on the phone with me because I might be murdered.
Yeah.
And then there was, and that was like the first time I flew in. The second time I flew in, I got stuck at an airport for 24 hours. Do you remember this?
Gosh, yes.
And my dad, I called my dad and I was like, I need you to book me a flight and I need you to do these things. I had to pay that man back. I had to like, I got in 1 hour before the wedding started. I put my makeup on in some, like I pulled into a random hotel. I got dropped off at a random hotel. It wasn't even my hotel. I went into a random hotel, went into the bathroom in the random hotel, got curled my hair, and then my second shooter picked me up and we went to the wedding. I'm not even kidding.
You really went through it. Like, you really went through it. Okay, so
now it's your turn. So then it happened. Tanner started his job.
Now, like, August, September. No, not September. We can't get there yet. The timeline's not August. Tanner has started his job. You have at least some stability.
Yeah, except for we realized we were in so much credit card debt because I thought that we were going to be able to pay stuff off. And then we didn't because of the taxable stuff. Like, we only received half of it. So, like, to this day, we are still – I am putting everything I have to paying off these credit cards, which I am a good girl. I'm a good girl. I'm, like, just trying to make sure we don't have the interest. Yeah, the shame, the mental shame.
Oh, why is it so shameful when stuff like this happens, too? Like,
oh, I literally – yeah. I will say, though, can I say one positive thing? Everything that I was dealing with in Tennessee, the loneliness, like, people came out of the woodwork in California and were like, we're going to help you move. We're going to
invite you to every, you have like, a village out there.
Yeah, like, right? I've never done a holiday alone. Like, I feel like there are so many people here that have just been amazing, and I'm so grateful for that. Okay.
Yeah, you were supposed to be in California.
What happens in – so you
– Jalen is still jobless.
Jalen's still jobless all
August
summer.
At this point.
You were – can I, like, say this? You had to pretend – like, you were fine. And the whole time I was like, so how's Jalen's thing doing? And you're like, oh, he's just like putting out feelers. And there's this internship that he's applying for. And I don't know if it's paid and I can't ask him. And I was like, Anna, are you okay?
He literally was like, so we're finally on unemployment at this point, right? Mm-hmm. He tried to back, like, file, you know, you can ask and you're like, well, I've been unemployed since this. Like, can we get the back pay for that? And they like turned him down. They said no. Which is so crappy.
And then Nolan's insurance. Remember, you thought Lincoln broke his arm?
Yeah, Lincoln rolled onto Nolan. I thought he broke his arm. So we there were like four doctor visits. We have like no insurance at this point. So we're going to the doctor.
Still paying the bills.
We are still paying the bills for that. It's so ridiculous.
You ever think that our lives are perfect and we're aesthetic? Oh, girlies.
Never. It's actually
worse than you would imagine. We were showing you like the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg last year.
Oh, literally. So Jalen's applying to all these jobs, right? Because you have to apply to like 4 or 5 jobs a week to get unemployment.
Yep.
And he's not like just filling them out to get unemployment. He's like filling them out to find a job. He's hearing back from like
no one. He's asking every single person that he knows to like get them an interview. In fact, who was it? Oh, and then he was waiting on this one internship. And the
he
guy,
was waiting on this one internship.
This is the most devastating thing. You should tell him. It's about the Harry, they made the Harry Potter game, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. I'm so upset about this. We know the guy who was like the project manager for the art department for the Harry Potter, the Hogwarts Legacies game that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen has been in contact with him since he graduated, but like for a couple of years. Yeah. And the guy's been kind of mentoring him and not saying in so many words, but being like, yeah, like if you ever need a job, like I can help you.
You should backtrack on what Jalen does and what Jalen is. Okay. Jalen's incredibly artistically talented. Like this man is so freaking good at things. Like I remember taking like an AI or in After Effects class, and it took me all semester to figure out how to animate this one thing. Jalen did like a week-long project and was able to like do something that was like fantastical and amazing. Like, he is so talented. He, in his spare time, like makes super cool video games. Like, I am so that's Jalen's job though, is like that's his goal. Well, his
He
goal is
does
to do
like 3D
cars, right?
modeling. So he does his design, his degree is graphic design, but he's what he does is 3D modeling. And he's really
He
good at
is so
it.
talented. Like, the way his brain can process things in a three-dimensional way is so fascinating to me that like I like he'll come over and I'll be like, show me all of your stuff. I want to see what you're working on. So like this is not Tanner or Tanner. Jalen's work ethic is so good and his talent is so good. So like what we're about to say, I'm like, this isn't based off of Jalen. This is based off of life. So anyways, I just wanted to
Well,
clarify
and so
and brag
he
about
like
your
all of
husband.
that, because I agree with, obviously I agree with you, but so he's only had people like his family being like, you're amazing. And so he's like doubting himself because he's like, I feel like everyone tells me I'm so good at this, but like I'm can't find a job.
Yeah.
Things suck. We have no money.
And we
I
have
think
no money.
we have no
Like,
money.
it's not even like a sarcastic thing. It's not like a, oh, it's like, I threw my savings. We were out of our savings by May. And we didn't get a paycheck until July.
Jalen, oh no, we need to go back. So the Hogwarts Legacy things. So that's what he does. He really wants to be in game development, and he's really good at it. And the guy's like, yeah, like I'm gonna mentor you. I think I can help you out when the time comes for you to find a job. He has been working on his portfolio and working on his portfolio with this one guy. And so finally, I'm just like, you have to be just real with him. Just be like,
Yeah.
no pretense,
This is the
just
hardest thing for you
spend
to
it with
do because
me.
you wanted to support Jalen.
Yeah, like I was like, you have to ask him like if he can help you get a job there or not, because we need to move on. It's time for us to move on from
You have
this.
to find
Like,
something that's paying your bills.
yeah. And so like finally he was like, you're right. So he said, I'm meeting up with that guy. And the guy was basically like, oh yeah, no, we probably won't hire you. Like, we probably won't hire you. Your skill isn't quite what we're looking for. It's like Blizzard or Microsoft or whoever owns that now. But so that was devastating, and months of work that Jalen has been like, well, if I can get my portfolio to here, or like he keeps telling me if I can just get to the next level, that I'll be
Because that guy
good.
was like hyping him up. And
Yeah.
then immediately in the same breath, humbled him.
Literally, yeah. He was like, no, you're not quite where we want you yet. But then this is wild. So finally, around September, you have a tale to tell about September too,
We can
because.
talk about it. It's fine. Like, we need a copy.
Yeah,
Like, we
so
need.
finally around September, he's putting out all these job applications. Finally, he hears back from someone. It's this, I don't know if I can say the name. It's this government
Secret
contractor.
government contract.
And they hire him to do like basically 3D modeling. They want him to help make a video game that will train the military how to use
Specific things for specific
specific things
things.
for the government. Yeah.
So, I'm like, I don't know if you're allowed to say any of that.
I don't either. He has secret clearance, which he doesn't have yet. So nothing at he's and he obviously hasn't told me anything he can't tell me. But
So,
so
Jalen's secretly a
finally,
CIA agent. That's what's happening.
that's really what this is. So finally, has a job lined up, and he's gonna start in October. And the same thing happens where they're like, we're gonna give you a sign-on bonus of $5,000, but they taxed like 50% of it, so we only got like 2,400 of it.
You were relying on it because I was gonna like get you guys to the boost that you needed and
Oh,
like
it had to get
like
it like had to help get us out of debt. Like, yeah, and it helped. It like that's still a significant amount of money. Yeah. So finally now Jalen has a job in October.
in October, and then you guys didn't have your first paycheck until November.
We didn't have our first paycheck until, no, it was 4 week until December.
Yeah.
Because he started working like the day after the pay period ended. So like we missed,
And
it was
every
like,
week you would be like, do you think it's coming? Do you think it's coming? And I'd be like, I don't know, babe, let's go check. And then we would hold hands mentally, and
yep.
then you would check and you'd be like, just kidding, we're still poor.
Got
And you'd be like,
there.
okay. Oh.
Yeah.
We had to hold our crap together for our families. That's why we weren't able to do the podcast, is because we had to like be okay for our families. We
Well,
had to
yeah.
physically be okay. But we
Jalen is home with me 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, I was unwell.
We were unwell. And then you
Well,
went from being home 24/7 to now he's gone like a full-time job, which is the first time that's happened in your whole life. And you had to be like, oh, okay. And then you had no time to like work or do any form of things
no.
because you have a toddler.
Yeah. And he's gone with like almost no way to contact him.
No, you can't because of the government secret stuff.
Yeah.
So Anna, I've been Anna's bestie. I mean, I always was, but like now Anna will be like, stay on the phone with me. I'm holding you hostage because this horrific thing is happening. And I'm like, I'm here because that's what you did for me in PA school.
Literally.
There was times where like Tanner could not answer the phone because he would get like PA school was so horrifically like you, like if there was an emergency, he could not leave. He could not do these things. Like someone's dad died in the middle of the funeral. They were allowed to take one day off. One.
Oh my gosh.
One day off. It was a Friday so that they could go to the funeral and come back. Like that's
awful.
Yeah. So you were like the person I called when I was like, I'm not okay. So yeah. Last year was crazy. I threw up every single day until I think a week or two before I gave birth. And at that point I was so anemic and like needed a freaking, like my doctor was like, you needed a blood transfusion. You needed to like take care of yourself. Yeah. I would be bent over all the time, like just because of the same amount of pelvic pain. I wasn't sleeping. It was to the point where like, I was like almost like hallucinating. And Adelaide was home the whole summer and she had no like structure or anything because 80% of the day I had to be laid down. I tried to like help out with some church stuff and do some photography at the temple because we had a temple opening and it sent me into an early labor. And I was like, I think I was in labor for like a week. I really want to say that. I wasn't contracting enough that they would like I was, because I went into the hospital like four times that week and they're like, you have contractions, but they're not close enough. And I was like, okay. And then there was a 24 hour period where I was having contractions, but I wasn't dilating enough. And so they sent me home. And so finally I was dilated enough and Everett was like, Everett was 37 weeks when he was born. And then I had the C-section from hell.
Oh my gosh, never forget. I remember that.
You remember that? I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I just feel like I wasn't a person until Christmas. Yeah. And I mean, like, I was barely a person then.
Yeah.
But that's like where we were at.
Yeah, that's our 2023. Like, we're just now getting out of that funk. Like,
this was not us. And what killed my soul and what hurt so bad is people would be like, oh, so you're not doing the podcast anymore? And I was like, I would love to. This is the best part about my life right now. I get to talk with my best friend about books. Like, I love this. We couldn't.
Literally didn't have the bandwidth. Like,
no.
We had to hold it together for our freaking families. So. Yeah.
I don't think we would have survived last year without each other, though.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. You held me through. Oh, and I had Everett on Anna's birthday.
He did. It was like the one gift that 2023 gave us. I was like, oh, I know you did this on purpose just for me. Thanks.
What was the, I don't remember how I told you. Did I just send you a picture of him? It was like, what's up? He's a baby. He's born.
I like knew that you were in labor. Like you were like, I'm going to the hospital. Like, and it was like the night before and I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be on my birthday. I just know it.
I look at the pictures of myself and I was like, wow, there were deep pockets of like from not sleeping in my eyes. Like it was bad. My favorite part though is Tanner being like, I really hurt my shoulder working out, so like I can't really do much. And I was like, I just delivered a baby.
I'm sorry, nothing you say matters right now.
He was not so one thing. I was like, he's like, it's like the same thing. I think we talked about this where like after we had Adelaide, they'd be like, so what was your like experience like? And they would be, Tanner would be like, the bed was just so uncomfortable, you know, like the little couch bed. And everyone would be like, so Celine, how was that?
Tanner, nobody cares about you in this moment, sorry. Yeah.
We cared about him later on, I promise. That man is an amazing father, but my gosh.
No, like, same with Jalen. Like, he was like, I was just throwing up. Nobody felt sorry for this man. He didn't deserve it. In literal labor, so.
Why was he throwing
up? He has some weird stomach bug. Like, it's.
Gosh, that poor man. Okay.
The audacity that men have. Yes, let's get into the book.
So long, but like, I feel like we needed, like, woman to woman and sometimes some of your men, but like, we needed to talk about, like, what happened. And that, like, it was not a flaking thing. This was, like, the
it
most.
It was like our life was in an upheaval.
It was a physical, for me, crippling, financially crippling, emotionally crippling. Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever. And, like, what about us now? We probably should give them, like, how we are doing now. I'm doing great.
Yeah. I love my kids. Like, it's
Nolan's so handsome.
Yeah, they're great. Just, I mean,
like, if you take it back, you literally had Nolan, and this all has happened.
Oh, yeah.
But you just celebrated Nolan's first birthday months ago, because
15 months old now, 16 months old now, actually.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm a bad friend. I'm like, no. He's like one.
No. He is one, technically, so.
I was like 8 weeks post labor when you had his birthday. You guys had a good Christmas.
Oh, we had a really good Christmas. We are like, Jalen's working now. We have a lot of stability in our lives. We have a schedule, so now we can get back to doing novel bound things. Like,
Tanner is doing really good. He loves his mentor that like is overseeing him. He's an amazing person. He's already gotten a raise and a bonus for his work.
Yeah, like, that's amazing.
His patients are all over the age of 65, and he says that, like, the old ladies, it's like, they just tell me I'm doing a really good job. And I was like, they all love you.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So we're doing good now. We're here.
Every day, and I kiss his little face all the time. Yes.
And he's a perfect little chunky boy.
So we're back. It's just, yeah. So what kind of things are we, like, what does 2024, do you think, holds for us wise? Like, what are we, now that we're back, we've spent a lot of time, like, thinking about what we wanted to do.
We basically want to bring Novel Bound, like, back to its roots. We want to do what we love in the first place. So that's a lot of book reviews. Mm-hmm. We are hopefully going to get back to author interviews, but that will be later this year. Like, we just want to focus our attentions wholly on Novel Bound. Book recs, book reviews, basically anything that has to do with books, funny content. You know, we love the funny content.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time.
We have a whole thing planned and coming, like a possible.
I know, like, Anna's working on her draft for her book.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to start querying in July. That's my goal.
She just put that on the universe.
I know. I'm like,
I was like, she said it.
I really want to get to a point where I'm going to query in July. I'm going to give it a shot. So
I think your book is good enough that it could definitely do really well. And I'll be right there alongside of you the whole time.
Thank you.
But yeah, we just want to do fun stuff. I think that's like mainly, I'm querying my book. Haven't heard any. Well, I got one full manuscript request and then an immediate rejection. Fun for me. Haven't heard anything since, so we're just like in this weird thing for that. But honestly, I feel like this year is such a healing year. Like, I'm all my weddings that I have, I only have two weddings this year because I wasn't able to market myself last year. I think that this year I'm just gonna be working on like building myself up. Okay, so do you want to talk? That's kind of the 2023 review and like what's going on. But this was like our little talk about what's been going on.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'm pausing.
We love you guys.
Do you want to wait to do the book questions? Okay. Yeah, that's basically it. Like, we just have a lot coming for 2024. Like,
mm-hmm. We have so many episodes planned. You probably have like 6 episodes planned. It's just been getting back. Like, we've read some of books. We've been so excited about things, and like, we've been able to like hint at stuff, but like, this is us just like dumping everything that happened to us.
Yeah, I mean, and this was a dump.
We're not mad about it though.
We're not.
That's how we feel. We feel like when we talk to you guys, like, you're like our community, like our family. And so
the way that you are, like, I'm no questions asked.
I think that we have a very rare, especially in the Bookstagram world, I think we have a very rare community where we never get, that sounds terrible, but we never really get hate. I think we've had maybe one or two people in our whole entire experience.
That's true. Like, that's pretty rare.
That's like, so rare. Like, I have a friend that has been blowing up on Instagram, and she's like always getting like the meanest comments, or like people are finding like things wrong with the things she says. And like, I'm so grateful that we have a community where everyone is like always reaching out and like being so kind. So like, that's why we feel comfortable sharing this with you guys, because you've done so much, and we never wanted to leave Novel Bound. Like, Novel Bound was never the problem. Novel Bound was never the, you know.
No, it was always in my opinion, Novel Bound was a solution. Like, I was like, Novel Bound brings joy into my life.
Yes.
It's just like, we just were not at a place where we could even reach it. Like,
No, there wasn't any time for us to be us.
Mm-hmm.
But now
it's sad, like our audience fell away a little bit, but just means that the people who really love us and care about us are still here.
Yeah. So as we start to get back, it would mean a lot to us if you guys could like leave a review or share us, because we are trying to come back. We're trying so hard to create content that like gives back to other people and build up what the community is. That was like the biggest thing that we talked about, is like, yeah, what do we want to bring back? What are we going to wait on until we have more stuff? Like Anna and I are now getting babysitters and we're paying for babysitters.
Like, yes. So
that we can actually spend time putting this and making this. Party. So, yeah.
Yeah. So we're excited. We have some fun episodes planned. Like we're going to do the questions and then we're doing the angel, like the chokehold that Angel Books had us in.
I'm so excited for you to talk about Angel Books. Yeah. I like called her one day and I was like, I have the episode for you.
Oh, I literally opened a document. I was like, brrr, like I didn't even look anything up on Goodreads. I was like, the names are all there. I remember them all deeply.
I can't wait to record. I'm like, okay, we're going to hang up with you now and then we're going to record that episode. Anyways, this is just us talking about things like you were our best friends and we love you guys.
We love you and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.